Brand new tune that we're spinning, we're loving at the moment, by a guy called Tom Grennan. He's coming to us live from the UK now on K-Rock. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're good, thanks.
We're tops.
Mate. We are great. We are just coming out the back end of lockdown. What are things like for you over in the UK with COVID?
I feel like everything's going back to like normal. We can go out to like the pub. We can go out for dinner. And I think we can have like 30 people in the back garden.
Okay.
But apart from that, like we're not allowed to do like we're not allowed like live shows or anything like that, which is a pain in the bum. But hopefully soon enough we can get back to doing live shows and get back to like proper normality. But where we are right now, I'm happy because people are smiling and it's we've actually got sun at the moment. It's like 27 degrees in England right
Whoa.
Now. So that's hot.
Wow.
I'm in a vest and shorts.
Sexy. Mate, it must be pretty cool, though, with everyone getting back into the streets of London to see you up with Calvin Harris everywhere for By Your Side. Loving this song. You love a silk shirt. He loves a silk shirt. Is that how you two got together?
Yeah, do you know what? Silk shirt, and so do I. But no, he actually messaged me on Instagram, and I was on the toilet at the time when he messaged me, and I was like going through my Instagram, and I was like, oh my gosh, Calvin Harris. So I ended up going to the toilet again after like seeing his messages, and we just spoke, and he was like, I've got this song, I'd really love you to do it. So he sent me like the track, and then we wrote it together, and then it's out in the world. Like, it was such a quick turnaround, and again, it's a summer banger, and everybody needs that right now. I feel like, and it just feels like a festival. It feels like a good time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's awesome. So, I mean, that's not the first song that you featured on, though. You back about 5 years ago were on a huge track with Chase and Status, and that really kind of broke you through. But going back like another 5 years before that, some people might not know that you were on track to be a professional footballer.
I don't know about a professional footballer, but I was pretty good at football. Like, I played for a few teams, and that was my dream at the time, for sure. But like I say, I didn't get any better. I hit my prime at like 15, 16, and then I fell off.
Okay.
Alcohol and girls got involved, and I was like, you know what, I like that more.
You can do that and sing at the same time. We have an artist in Australia, and his name's Daryl Braithwaite. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
I haven't, but I'll check him out.
Oh, nah, I'm sure that you would have. In a pub somewhere in London. Tom doesn't reckon that it'd be played anywhere in London, but there are so many Aussies over there.
He's got a song called Horses, which I'll play a little bit of for you now, right? Hang on.
All right.
Right, so that's from the early 90s, and it's one of the greatest Australian songs of all time. He's like a legend in Aussie music. So he popped back up last year with a brand new song that was written originally for Pink, and she didn't pick it up, and somehow it fell to him, and we're like, oh, my God, he's back with new music, right? So we'll just have a quick listen to the start of your song, Little Bit of Love, first. Let's check that one out. I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, cause I'm needing a little bit of love. Right, so you're obviously very familiar with it, but that's for the people playing at home. Just have a little listen to the hook from Daryl Braithwaite's love songs and see if you notice anything familiar. I've been writing love songs since we broke up. Guess that is confusing. Oh, is that?
Oh, God. You hit the alarm.
Siren went off.
I'm actually driving through London right now, so there's sirens everywhere. But I actually listened to it. I'm going to be ringing my lawyer now, man.
Yeah.
Somehow he has gone into the past.
And found
and
you.
Found he's gone into your brain and released that. And then, he's taken it as his own.
Look
ridiculous.
Look it up.
He's definitely heard it on the radio and taken it.
Yeah.
But you know what? Fair play to fair play to him. If it works, then it works. You know what I mean? Well, I would just be looking for my 5%.
Yeah, that's it, mate.
When you see him telling that Tom Grennan wants 5%.
Well, it's Braithwaite, Braithh. You can find him and get your lawyers onto him. Mate, look, it's been great chatting to you this morning. Loving what you're doing, the solo stuff, and also with Calvin Harris. We're very excited to spin that as well. And we'll hopefully catch up with you. Hopefully you can get to Australia sometime in the not-too-distant future.
Come.
Yes, I'll be there very, very soon. As soon as, like, Boris Johnson pulls his finger out, we can do it.
Yeah.
All right, mate. We'll have a kick of the football.
100%. Aussie rules, yeah?
I'm ready
for a bit of Aussie rules.
Yeah, 100%. All right. Tom Grennan, thanks so much for your time.
Take it easy. Have a good one. Thank you so much for the support.